What do you believe in? What moves you? And how far would you go to find out the answers to those questions? This story is about how I found myself in the valley of the Sierra Norte Mountains in Mexico. See, for 14 years as a chocolate maker, I've heard any number of times, can I attend a cacao ceremony, or can I host a cacao ceremony, participate in one? Can I provide sacred cacao for a ceremony? And beautiful and special our chocolate is, but sacred it is not. And I make a really big point to make that distinction. It means a lot to me. And I figured, you know, driven by desperation to answer those questions and curiosity, I wanted to go on this journey and find out what it was all about. So as a surprise to mainly myself, probably more myself than anyone else, I set off on this journey. So it was 45 minutes into the mountains where I was going, and when I got there, there was a big metal door and just towering mountains all around, looming over me, and it felt like I could have been at the end of the earth. I knock on the door and it opens. I walk in, and over to the side are a couple of abuelas. They're cooking and cleaning, and they direct me to continue to the back. There's chickens that are roaming around and dogs that are lazing about. There's a beautiful garden. There's rosemary that's growing above my head and all kinds of plant medicine just all around. And then I see a temescal. It's a indigenous sweat lodge. And to the side of it is Carlos. He's kneeling down and he's exchanging ashes for new wood. We start chatting and, you know, trying to get to know each other a little bit. And as we're talking, I see that there's a bowl of raw cacao beans sitting next to an open flame. And I think this is my moment. Like, I'm going to ask him. I'm going to figure out what this magic is all about and how these are sacred. I'm going to ask all the questions that have been burning in my head. So I start. I say, where are the beans from? And he says, Chiapas, which is a state just south of where we were. And then I said, can you just tell me why, what makes these sacred? What makes these, like, magical beans? And he looks at me. He looks at me just dead in the eye, and he says, they're not. They're just beans. Flabbergasted. And I then just, I'm like, what? And he says, you're sacred and you're magical. His wife joins us. She's a beautiful Zapotec woman, and she's wearing her traditional dress with embroidered flowers and birds and magenta and all kinds of beautiful colors. And she sits down with us and we start talking, and I learned that not only is it not sacred cacao, but there's also no ceremony. We work with the cacao. It gives me what I give to it. It will mirror me and it will be my partner. We go on. So the first thing that I need to do is I need to gather and collect my intentions, and I need to take those intentions and I need to hold them in my heart and in my hands and in my body and in my head. The first thing that we'll do is roast the beans. Now, I've processed cacao many, 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 many times over the years, but it's always in the safety of my 68 degree room with no humidity. And now I was in the heat of Mexico with only myself and my hands. There were no machines. So we start. And we're roasting, and we're roasting, and we're roasting. And then we pull the beans off of the fire, and then they're in a bowl, and then we're peeling each one, one by one, by one, by one. And I can still feel the heat from the flame on each one of the beans that I'm peeling, one by one, by one. And then it's time to create my chocolate. It's time to create the paste. So there's a metate. Metate is a stone base with a stone roller. And I use my wrists, and I use my body, and my forearms, and my shoulders. And for about 45 minutes, I'm in my deluge of my own sweat. It was the most laborious thing that I've ever done in my entire life. And when I was finished, We gathered and we each took turns making chocolate drinks. Carlos said a prayer over them, and we drank and took some little finger dips. And it was the strongest chocolate that I'd ever eaten in my entire life. I couldn't understand, even it was affecting me. Like, it was really, really strong. And I asked, and they said, "It's not the chocolate, it's you. It has nothing to do with the chocolate." So with that, they said that it was time to do the next thing, which was to knock on the doors. And what they meant was we needed to ask permission to go in the Temescal. That was the next thing that I was going to do. So we knocked on the doors, the cardinal doors, north, east, south, and west, also up and down. And at each turn, he blew a giant conch shell. And the sound of that shell, it was so loud and it was so powerful. It vibrated my body from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. And then he said, "We're ready. We can begin." Side note, I thought we were finished after. I mean, my energy had become the energy of the cacao. I saw it. It shifted. I knew that it had happened. I got it. Ceremony is real. I'm here. I am now, you know, I can go back and tell the world. But no, we were just beginning. We hadn't even begun. So the next thing that happened, the Temescal. Again, this is like a sweat lodge. I'd never been in one before. It's about this high. I could see from the outside that there is avocado leaves kind of scattered on the ground. I think they were avocado leaves scattered on the ground. And I would go in and I would lay down on top of them. I'm 5'9". It was no longer than that. I go in, I lay down, and the heat immediately takes my breath away. It takes my whole breath, and it takes my whole body to stay. My brain starts to offload anything that I don't need, the minutiae, the errands, the thoughts, the hamster wheel. It all stops and it's quiet. And then I'm transported to a place that I've never been before. It's in my spirit. And when I get there, there's wisdom and there's clarity and there's ease in a way that I've never known. Any question that I had, there was like an immediate answer. Any worry that I had, it was put to rest. And every time that he would play the drum and he would chant, the experience heightened. The Temescal got hotter and hotter, and the experience heightened. And then finally, I spread the leftover chocolate all over my body, and the experience heightened. I was told that it got to be 200 degrees in there while I was there. And after 90 minutes, you can imagine the feeling when I was offered a trough of mountain water, cool mountain water, to just pour over myself. And the feeling that washed over me was, this must be what it's like to be baptized. It felt so new. I got out, I crawled out on my hands and my knees, and then he echoed the same thing. The word that he used was bienvenidos. He said, "Welcome. Welcome to your new life." So this is a story really about what happens when you change your mind, because I feel like just on the other side of skepticism is belief. I started making chocolate off of a postcard that I found on the floor, true story. That was 13, 14 years ago. And what's happened since then is a journey into my ancestry, in the context of cacao. And now spirituality. And the magic is that the thing that I've resisted the most, that's challenged me the most, turns out to be the thing that has shepherded me through at least this lifetime. And I like to think that that's an opportunity that we all have. Thank you.